With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Whatley says it shouldn't be hard for Republicans to win over undecided voters this election year.
All we need to do is have people understand that they are better off under President Trump. They will be better off under President Trump, and they're going to go out and they're going to vote.
Whatley was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Democrats continue to emphasize what they say would be a threat to democracy were former President Trump to be reelected. U.S. defense leaders met at the Pentagon with their Israeli counterparts last week to ensure that any military operation in the southern city of Rafah would be conducted in phases to protect civilians and protect humanitarian aid.
When Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant visited Washington this week, it was said that he went with a long list of U.S. weapons which he sought to secure quickly. According to American officials quoted in media reports, the new arms package for Israel includes more than 1,800 MK-84 2,000-pound bombs and 500 MK-82 500-pound bombs. It's understood another 25 F-35 fighter jets, which had previously been approved by Congress, will also be sent to Israel. Washington gives $3.8 billion in annual military assistance to its longtime ally.
And that is BBC's Yolanda Nell reporting. The U.S. military has finished draining more than 104 million gallons of fuel from an underground fuel tank complex located in Hawaii.
That fuel poisoned 6,000 people when it leaked into Pearl Harbor's drinking water in 2021. Joint Task Force Red Hill began defueling the tanks in October after completing months of repairs to an aging network of pipes to prevent the World War II era facility from springing more leaks.
That is John Scott reporting, and this is SRN News. Pro-lifers get a big payday from a Washington institution. Michael Harrington explains.
The National Air and Space Museum here in the nation's capital has agreed to deliver $50,000 in damages to a group of pro-life activists who were told they could not wear their March for Life t-shirts inside the building during a visit last year. A guard told the group that the museum is a, quote, neutral zone where free speech is suspended. The American Center for Law and Justice filed suit, and museum officials have backed down, issuing an apology. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to the latest research, nearly two-thirds of the abortions carried out in the U.S. last year were done so using drugs. That's up from 53% in 2020. Pro-life activists say abortifacients are being used to help women get around abortion bans in their states and represent a whole new front in the ongoing war for protecting unborn life. This is SRN News. It's been raining marshmallows in suburban Detroit.
A helicopter dropped thousands of the sweet treats onto a park Friday at the annual Great Marshmallow Drop. Hundreds of children waved as the chopper flew over, and a passenger dumped the treats out of sacks as the kids ran to grab them up. But marshmallows, though, were not for eating. The kids exchanged them for a prize bag containing candy, a coloring book, and a one-day pass to a nearby water park.
That is Jason Walker reporting. Wild horse advocates in Nevada score a legal victory, somewhat rare, but they pulled it off.
A federal judge in Reno ruled Thursday U.S. land managers failed to adopt a legal herd management plan or conduct the necessary environmental review before 31 Mustangs died during the roundup of more than 2,000 animals in Nevada last summer.
That is Ron DeRockstra. More details at srnnews.com.